Okay, I'm still very weak. I've been sick in bed for days, and I have a few things, not many, but some very important things that you don't want to miss. All right, so Russia is claiming they have collected evidence of an avian flu pathogen with a lethality rate up to 40% in humans. This was found in a U.S. biolab in Ukraine, of course, not the first, just one of many. There is a lot of other evidence corresponding to this and corroborating it. Basically, yeah, the West got caught playing poison on Russia's borders. No surprise, and of course we know who's behind it, the seed of the serpent, Khazarian Edomites. However, I digress. What's strange about this is not that they found the Edomites playing with 40% lethal avian flu pathogens in a bioweapons lab, looking probably into gain of function, but I've never heard of an avian flu with a 40% pathogen, a 40% lethality rate. Usually it's more like a 98. So maybe they're downplaying the risk here, I don't know. But, they're playing God, and essentially this is how one of the horsemen is released in the end times, through all of these bioweapon labs. And we are in the end times. We also have the government basically now stealing the political donations from January 6th prisoners through hefty fines, punishing them for fundraising, which is their right to do, for their legal expenses, and also punishing them for even daring to exercise their free speech and have interviews from the jail. People who have interviews to defend their name and correct the record, essentially, are being destroyed in the courts with extra years of jail time. It's horrible, and this is what happens when they control your government. They really, really hate you. You have no idea yet just how much. A tiny Christian college is at the forefront of a national battle where we have essentially men being forced into women's dorms, co-dorming, as in roommates in the same room, and then also in the showers, in the dressing rooms, all of it. So this is being pushed on high by the federal government on all of the private schools, but a small Christian college in the Ozarks is standing up to it. Now, a lot of states and a lot of other Christian colleges have signed friend of the court type briefs and joined into the fight, so to speak, and they're all watching with keen interest, of course. But you know, the government's punishing even jail time for this, and the College of the Ozarks is standing firm, and its law firm, the Alliance Defending Freedom, also has been dealing with this and asking the U.S. Supreme Court to review the case. They've already been shut down once, and probably finally. So this is a major, major court battle that's going on in the darkness that very few people know about, but there's really no value in college for most women. Most women would be happier, and I hope I don't offend anyone, but the psychology bears this out, the history bears this out, the Bible bears this out, and you know, the postmodernist, excuse my language, boss bitch attitude, feminist, ultra-Nazi, or ultra-femme, also bears this out. Essentially, women are happier if they're a homemaker, if they find a husband to support them. And the whole idea of getting them out and getting them independent and getting them their own jobs was a government conspiracy to divide and conquer, turn women against men, and to double the labor force while having the salary. It used to be that a man could provide for a wife and 10 children, go to college for a year or two, and pay for all of that in a year's salary. Even still buy a house and everything, keep going. But now you need three salaries to pay for one kid. You know, it's just insane. And it's getting worse. And it's going to get worse because they're squeezing. Most men should also not be at college. A trade school would be more than sufficient, and we don't need 4 years plus of their fake science and their culture war nonsense with a little bit of facts sometimes mixed in to make the lie more palatable all for a piece of paper that's virtually worthless. These college degrees aren't what they used to be, folks. I also want to mention that the government is gag ordering the J6 defendants, punishing their families. I mean, it's getting insane at this point. They're actually silencing people's free speech by looming with years extra over their head, as I mentioned before. But it's coming at them from many angles. And of course, Russia, you know, by all appearances, the good guy on the defense here, even though they technically started the conflict, it was to rescue the civilians that the Jews in Ukraine were using weapons banned in warfare against, like shrapnel bombs and mass organ harvesting. Now Russia has stepped in and saved those people, given them a humanitarian corridor, at least so the cameras say. I'm sure that the human trafficking and the organ harvesting has probably only gotten worse. But by all appearances, Russia is the good guy here. And now they're once again evacuating people, this time from their own border villages, as the Ukrainian Jews continue to shell, even indiscriminately, into Russian border villages. Of course, guaranteeing civilian damage, civilian death, civilian suffering, for a war that they have nothing to do with. This is a war of nations, a world war. Why bomb the villages? Why waste the ammo on people who aren't even going to bother shooting back because they don't have weapons to shoot back most of the time? All new U.S. jobs since the COVID crash, by the way, have gone to foreign-born workers. The Great Replacement has gone in overdrive. It is real. And it's time that you balkanize, or soon you'll be too broke to afford rent or too broke to eat. We need to form communities and come together and live in groups, or we'll be hunted, beaten, killed, starved, or enslaved. It's that simple. It's coming. And it's happening already, in fact, in South Africa. And of course, the situation's just a little bit ahead of here, there. They also want to ban farms. It's going to get really bad, folks. 13 of the leading nations, including the U.S., have agreed to convert their less productive fields to green farming methods. Now, we know what that means. In fact, I'm a fan of green farming methods. But I don't believe that most of the country is ready to start permaculture in their backyard, which would save the world, probably. Start your Patriot garden. It's so easy to do, by the way, because we're used to being fed by some old man on a tractor who has hundreds of acres and who uses lots of chemicals and poisons, by the way. And by the way, when they talk about this and green, they don't really mean it. What they mean is mega corporations controlling all of the farmland and you eating the bugs. That's what they really mean. If you don't believe me, just look at our work over the last year or two. I mean, search anything on the websites, both of them, NemosNewsNetwork.com or TheSerapium.com. This comes at it from many angles. The historical, hidden history, esoteric, seed war, sin war agenda, the culture war, and also the news, what's happening, the government documents, the government whistleblowers, the scandals, the persecutions, the political prisoners, all of it. Farms are being threatened now. Before this, and even now, farms are being bribed. Farmers are being paid off to quit farming forever, given large sums of money to let their fields lie dormant for years. What this does is it creates an artificial famine out of fake money. Money that's just printed out of thin air. Has no real value to it. If you don't spend it quickly, it won't even buy eggs soon. That's how bad this money is. And they're letting their fields lie fallow because they're in this for money. They have plenty of food, folks. That's the thing. When it all comes down to it, if you don't have food, someone else who has money and is interested in money is going to let you starve so they can get more money. Most of these farmers, the big ones, do not care about you. Look at how they treat the animals they slaughter. They pick them up by the leg and slam them into the concrete repeatedly. It's rough. They put holes in their body and pump them full of chemicals and feed them horrible things that they're not even really meant to digest. There's so much pus in typical cow's milk that you don't even notice. It's bad. I don't know if it's true, but I heard they put the chocolate milk in with the milk that has blood mixed in to cover it up. I could believe it. Grow your own food. They can't stop us all. It's the only way. Get into mulberries, get into sweet potatoes, get into some edible green perennials. You know, in Florida we have chaya trees, we have we have all sorts of edible, even mulberries and sweet potatoes also have edible green leaves that are highly nutritious. So there's a lot that you could do, and there's a lot to learn. I like many channels like David the Good, but, you know, be ready for what's coming. Steve Bannon, who I think is a Chinese shill anyway, but, you know, he's right about this. Jim Jordan and Marjorie Taylor Greene have both betrayed us. They have now voted with the Democrats for the uniparty spending bill. Here was a chance to stand firm, and they did not do it. So, you know, just remember, there are no political solutions. All of these people are actors. Okay, so 3 murders every hour. One South African farmer, South African farmers have set up safe havens. If you're not aware of what's happening, there's a white genocide and a sort of apartheid anti-white state set up in South Africa. The Dutch farmers' descendants who came there without violence and colonized an empty area and then were attacked by blacks later at the Battle of Blood Creek, I believe it is, which is an incredible story. They never invaded anybody. They never colonized anybody. They found some land that was good for farming, and they farmed it, and they colonized it, and then they were attacked for it. And these people have been enduring adversity ever since, and they have been farming ever since. And it's kind of a beautiful story and a sad story at the same time. There is a white farmer genocide happening where babies and children are boiled alive in tubs where you have to scrape the flesh off later because the fat from the flesh stuck to the side of the tub. It's so bad. Nailed to tables and raped. The hatred against the white Boer, as they are called, which is farmer, in South African language, it's intense. It's the same thing that you would see here openly a lot more if you did not have a Second Amendment. And these guys do have guns. They have, in fact, the largest private military army in the world, basically, in order to defend their farms from this constant persecution. And even they are now trying to explore setting up essentially white-only areas to be safe, where their families can be safe, where their children can learn their history about their culture safely, where they can have basic amenities provided for by the people rather than the government, things like sewage, electricity, where people can live safely. Private entities like this particular group and its leaders have begun to step up. They have 160-something patrol groups of essentially night watch. And, you know, they're in a constant tense relationship with the government, I'm sure. But they're establishing anchor communities now where their people can be safe. And it makes a lot of sense to me to do that here or to do that in some other country because, frankly, I have no need or preference to die in, you know, Rainbow Land, USA. I would rather go somewhere where people are conservative, where you don't have rainbows coming out of everyone's ears, and I could just essentially, I don't know, live free, I guess. I forgot the camera was on. And the last article I wanted to address, again, no, there are no political solutions. Patriots are not in control. If you haven't seen my video about patriots being in control yet, please check it out. They're not in control, and I've proven it. And you know that it's been proven, in fact, but you don't know what else to do other than hope for patriots being in control or take up arms. There is a third path, and I can share that path with you, but I'm going to make you work for it. Because I deal a lot of black pills lately, and hope is hard to find. But there is hope, and God wins in the end. And we prove God and God winning in the end in Act 15 of the Serapeum's hidden history, or his story, of man, mythology, and mystery Babylon. So check it out. You can find it at theserapeum.com/his story. And even if you skip all the other stuff, I mean, you could technically watch them out of series, I guess. I don't recommend it. I really think it's the best series ever put together. I didn't do it all. I put together other experts' content, and I connected the dots so I can brag about it. It's the best thing ever since sliced bread and beyond. So please check it out. It is, it's going to connect all the dots, and you're going to have more hope than you did before all of this evil started. It's insane how I can walk through Babylon and the end times and still smile. All right, I'll see you guys on the next one. Nemos out. Back to bed.